At Rockin' Horse Farm in Newport Richey, there are rabbits, chickens, dogs, even one really big pig. They board horses and they do riding lessons, and they also open up their gates for folks who don't ride.
We're out here for several reasons. Today's my birthday, so this is kind of a birthday thing. But my family is here from Pennsylvania visiting, and we thought this would be fun for the kids. They're 17, and my husband has this prostate cancer that he's trying to keep busy to keep it off his mind.
That's Diane O'Neill, who came to the farm with her husband, Mike. At Tampa Bay Radiation Oncology, where he's being treated for cancer, they tell patients about the farm and invite them to visit.
We like to go to the horse races and the dog races, but to actually get up close and personal doesn't happen too often. So we are enjoying it.
This time, they got up really close.
So would you like to groom somebody?
Yeah. I guess he would.
You want to work with Fig Newton over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's her name?
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton.
Yep.
Okay.
Figgy for short.
Yeah, there's all kinds of dust blowing.
It's different, but they're dirty. Look at it. They're dirty.
You guys want to do the next brushes to get all the dirt off of them?
Okay.
And that one you just go with the fur and you flick off the dirt.
But they really didn't seem to mind the dirt all that much. The O'Neills got the therapeutic benefits of simply being around the animals. The farm also offers another kind of therapy, where you actually ride the horse. It's called hippotherapy. The unfamiliar term has nothing to do with hippopotamuses. Dr. John Koval.
You can find incidents of hippotherapy back in the Greek literature, in the writings of Hippocrates, but hippos itself means horse in Greek.
The treatment is considered experimental. In general, most insurance doesn't cover it. But Amy Baird, who runs Rockin' Horse Farm, has seen it work firsthand.
For people who have issues with strength in the core part of their body, along the spine, there's nothing better than horseback riding for that. So we've even had a student who's had her scoliosis, which is part of her condition, corrected by riding.
Even though Mike O'Neill wasn't at the farm for physical therapy, he still got the benefits of having a day that wasn't focused on his illness. According to Dr. Koval, who works for Tampa Bay Radiation Oncology, that's exactly the point.
You know, particularly our patients with cancer, you know, you just want them to have as much in the way of positive experiences as possible. And if this is something that can bring a smile to their face by working with the horses, then and they can get a little exercise at the same time doing it, then that's just great.
For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.